The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales. Welcome back, foolish mortals. Did you miss me? I'm back for another all-new season of my Terror Tales. Well, let's get this season 4 started, eh? Tonight's Terror Tale is about a man who murders his wife and hides her body parts in the freezer. I call this one the Deep Freeze. Enjoy!
William Kemp hated his wife. They had been married for 20 years, and he was tired of hearing her nagging voice. He was sick of listening to her criticize and belittle him each and every day. He was fed up with the way she ordered him around, as if he was a slave. William intended to get rid of his wife once and for all. He planned everything perfectly. When his wife came home that evening, she put the groceries in the refrigerator and told her husband to start cooking dinner. Instead, William told her he had a surprise for her. He knew she loved surprises.
"It's in the basement,"
he said with a smile, as his wife made her way down the stairs into the darkened basement. William took a meat cleaver from the kitchen drawer and followed her. Minutes later, he was wiping away the sweat from his brow. He never thought chopping up a woman's body would be such hard work. And there were 6 pieces in all: head, arms, legs, and the torso. He carefully wrapped up each piece in newspaper and tied it neatly with a piece of rope. When he had finished, there were 6 tidy bundles sitting at his feet. William packed up and tossed them into the deep freeze. Then, he shut the door and secured it with a padlock. After mopping up the basement floor, he went back upstairs to wash the meat cleaver in the kitchen sink. Leaning back in his armchair, William let out a sigh of relief. He was free. If anyone asked, he would tell them that his wife had run off with another man. No one would suspect that she was really in the basement freezer. He started drifting off to sleep. The house was peaceful and quiet. Very quiet. Except for the bumping sound. William sat straight up and listened. Something was flopping and thumping up the basement stairs. The noise was getting closer and closer. Suddenly, William woke up. He knew it was just a dream, but it had seemed too real. His heart was pounding, and sweat was dripping down his face. He opened the kitchen drawer and took out the meat cleaver. Then, he went back down in the basement to check on the deep freeze. It was still securely locked. He was about to go back upstairs when he noticed something on the floor. The chill ran down his spine. It was a sheet of bloody newspaper. William unlocked the deep freeze and looked inside. To his horror, he realized it was empty. All 6 packages were missing. As he stood there stunned in silence, he thought he saw something move out of the corner of his eye. The shadow scuffed across the floor behind him. He whirled around, but there was nothing there. Just then, he heard a click and the lights in the basement went out. He was plunged into darkness. Then, he heard a rustling sound. It came closer and closer until it seemed to be coming from all sides. He was surrounded. William backed up against the wall and began swinging the meat cleaver wildly. In the darkness, he couldn't see a thing. All he could hear was the horrible rustling sound of newspaper. And then, all of a sudden, something slithered between his legs. He felt icy fingers wrap around his neck. He tried to scream, but nothing would come out. Something grabbed the meat cleaver from his hand, and he felt the icy fingers around his neck tighten, choking him until he was unconscious. It wasn't until weeks later that the police searched the basement. They opened the deep freeze, and inside, they found the lifeless, frozen body of William Kemp. He was surrounded by the dismembered body parts of his wife.
Well, that story was chilling, wasn't it? Join me on Patreon for exclusive Patreon episodes and bonus content you won't get anywhere else, and get access to new episodes 3 days early. All commercial free, of course. Click the link in the show notes of this episode to join today. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Give up? Frostbite! Well, that's all the time we have for this episode, my little horror fiends. See you next week for some more spooky fun. Until next time, remember to stay spooky.